Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop with me, Jaco van der Merwe, and I'm joined by Charl Bosch. On the agenda this week, we take a look at some very exciting news coming out of Ford with the announcement a couple of weeks ago that indeed they have confirmed, after much speculation, the compact SUV called the Puma, which will basically be almost like for like. We'll get into that now, but let's call it a replacement for the EcoSport. For now, EcoSport, obviously, they've already ceased production over in India. Charl just tells me the plant has already been sold to Indian manufacturer Tata. EcoSport's not happening anymore. If you see new EcoSports on dealership floors, that's part of the runout, which should be expected to last probably until the end of this year. But over to the Puma. We did a podcast a couple of months ago, about a lack of passenger cars coming out of Ford, especially in the context of the EcoSport going, the Fiesta, the Figo. Obviously, it's been a while since they have sedans. But I mean, locally, the Ford basically at this moment, before the announcement of the Puma, it didn't look that they will have anything else apart from the locally built Ranger, the Everest, and the Mustang. And Puma is actually answers a lot of questions, but also, Charl, it opens, it's just open to a hell of a lot of questions on top of that. Just tell us more about the Puma, what you know thus far, and what we can expect.
So the Puma is, it's not a new name. It came with some controversy when this Puma was launched in 2019 in Europe, because between 1997 and 2002, the Puma was a tiny little sports coupe based on the then contemporary generation Fiesta, and it was incredibly lauded in Europe for being a funky little back-to-basics little sports coupe. Then it became an SUV, and the critics had their knives out for Ford for basically turning one of their most iconic names into an SUV. And the Puma has been a smash hit sales success in Europe and especially in the UK. Now, we said last time that the Fiesta was the UK's best-selling new car for years and years and more than that. That mantle has now been taken over by the Puma. So that has now officially become Ford's bestseller in the UK. And it finally arrives in South Africa to fill that gap left vacant by the EcoSport and the Fiesta in one fell swoop. And it's something that we've been looking for a while. So Ford has heard. It's here. Almost.
Just obviously size-wise, model-wise, like for like, it's a compact SUV as the EcoSport was or still is for the next little few months. But in essence, price-wise, the EcoSport started just over 300 and the range went up just over 400. So just from a pricing point of view, the Puma just touching 600 and going over 600, do you think that could be a massive problem, basically hindering that to become a volume seller like the EcoSport was?
I think what they were trying to do with this is do something similar to what they did with the Ford Everest when they brought in the current one. Was when the Everest was launched, they only brought in the Sport and the Platinum, if memory serves me correctly. And then they added later on the Wildtrak and the XLT. So by bringing in the two versions of the Puma, the Titanium and the ST-Line Vignale. Now, the Vignale name in Europe represents – it's not been offered here. ST-Line has been here before, but Vignale represents flagship in Europe. So I think what they're trying to do is introduce the flagship versions first and maybe bring in the more cheaper, accessible models at a later stage, because for the moment – these two models are not, you can say they're not chasing the same volume as the EcoSport did, where everything was more skewed towards the lower end with the entry-level EcoSport Ambiente and the trend versions and then the Titanium being the top-spec model. So I think for now the emphasis is on flagship, and then depending on probably how well these models will do, that will probably motivate Ford to say, let's bring in the more cheaper more accessible manual versions because of the double clutch is the only transmission available at the moment, which puts the pricing up. So that could be the same strategy for now. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see what decision they eventually have decided. But there's probably a reason for bringing in two models for now only, higher-end models.
My concern with that pricing is basically twofold. Is around the 600 mark, that mid-sized SUV segment, where the VW Tiguan, the Toyota RAV4, where those guys are playing in. Obviously, since the demise of the Cougar, they haven't been playing there. But now they're bringing in a compact SUV for the price of what the traditional midsize SUV were going for. And the other thing is, this current South African market, we know, is very, very much tilted towards Chinese offerings. And they play in from the compact to midsize SUV. There's a lot of them. And for anyone with 600,000 to either take out a vehicle financing or have it cash in that market, if he's going to look around and see what he can get in return for his money in the Ford stable compared to the Chinese offerings out there, it's almost a case of it doesn't make a hell of a lot of sense. But like you said, maybe for now, they had two choices. Do not be in the SUV space at all, compact to a mid, if you take Everest out of the equation, or at least have something. Have something and create awareness around it, because maybe that will just buy us some time getting the more affordable options in. And who knows? I mean, rumors about Fiesta, maybe in the VW partnership going all electric. That whole future still needs to be written. It's just basically what you're telling me is, for now, it's a case of let's put something out there in order not to suffer.
I think that could probably be the one of the reasons. The other one could be that they are not necessarily looking at replacing the Cougar. Now, we all know the Cougar story. We're not going to get involved in that. But there is, essentially, if you look overseas, the Cougar is still being sold. It's one of the best sellers in Europe. But with Ford's transition towards electrification, there is not necessarily going, from what we understand, there's going to be an EV replacement for the Cougar or an equivalent that's currently being worked on. And of course, we all know there's an electric version of the Ford Explorer in Europe, which is not ever going to be available here. So I think the main thing is they're trying to do twofold with the Puma. Have it as a replacement for both the EcoSport and the now discontinued Fiesta, and then go a little bit further by sacrificing a replacement for the Cougar or an equivalent of the Cougar with the more top of the range versions of this Puma. So it's a twofold thing, but whether that is their intention, if they're going to have a version on top of the Puma in the long term, that is something we don't know yet.
Yeah, as always, we can speculate, but we will just have to wait and see. For now, what is confirmed, the Puma 2 models, at least for starters, will make its way to South Africa. A timeline that's been set is towards the end of the year. We expect it, obviously, sometime, hopefully, before December. But as soon as we get that launch invite from Ford, we'll check the inbox. And as soon as we drive one and get to experience one in the flesh, we will, as always, keep you up to date. And that was it for this week's edition of Pit Stop. I'm Jaco van der Merwe, and I was joined by Charles Bosch. Thanks for tuning in. Cheers.